coming on tonight. This is the We Are Birmingham shop. We got the keys on Saturday morning, and we've built this in seven days, pretty much non-stop.
Less than seven days. Tomorrow morning.
Well, in that case, it will take 7 days because I think we're going to be here till tomorrow morning. And when I say we, it's been a horrendous number of people who've been involved in this, and Aaron's going to talk about that. Been watching this take shape over 4 months. From a loose gathering of strangers at a pub in early August, to what is going to be a fully functioning retail outlet, stocking work by 160 individuals, with many, many more to come. I think, how many have we got currently? 130 people have brought their stock in already. There's going to be more next week. We're probably going to hit 500 by Christmas easily, which is really, really scary, but we're ready for it. We're opening pretty much on budget. We have run out of money, but we haven't run under money, if that makes sense. Our financial predictions are good. James, where's James? Where's James?
He's run
off. James, who is the person who looks the most respectable and responsible and is, has done the financial projections and reckons that within 2 years, or by 2 years, we'll be able to stand on our own 2 feet without any subsidies, pay full rent, blah, 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 and be a fully functioning viable business, which is really good news. And thanks to the hard work and dedication of those strangers in the pub, along with all the others who came and went along the way, We Are Birmingham shop is here for the long term. So what I want to do is pass over to Aaron to do the thank yous, because that's what he's got written down, and then I'm going to have a little talk after that. So, Aaron.
Right, there's quite a lot I'd like to say, but I'm not going to say anything because I'm too tired, first and foremost. But what I am going to do is say thank you to everybody who's here, because without your support, it wouldn't have happened. There's some people I want to thank specifically. Firstly, the company members and the company board. I'd like to thank Pete for his always alternative views. I'd like to thank Matt, where is he? There he is, for his level head in times of stress. Alison, for always being so supportive and always being on the same page. I'd like to thank Jeff for his wicked moustache. I'd like to thank Karen for having such a brilliant head for the legal side of things that none of us have had the time for or any regard for until now. And she's really stepped up and done that. I'd like to thank Catherine Hall. Where's Catherine Hall? There she is, for helping me get the keys first and foremost, because without you, I wouldn't have been able to do it. And it took ages. Catherine Rush, where's Catherine Rush? For getting us all to communicate on a level where we're all able to deal with each other's differences. There's lots of other people involved at this stage, but I'm not going to name them all, but thank you for all being such a great team of people. It's the best team of people I've ever worked with. I don't care. Secondly, I want to thank all the volunteers. Now, there's been loads of them. I'm not going to name. I don't know half their names, to be fair, so I can't name them all.
We'll have as many as possible on the blog tomorrow.
As Pete says, we'll have as many as possible on the blog tomorrow. Thank you, Pete. But without all the people who've come along, whether it's been for half an hour, whether it's been for 5 days, whether it's been for... I mean, really, we're all volunteers, aren't we? Because none of us have been paid up to this point. So, yeah, without all the volunteers and people who've given their time, this just simply wouldn't have happened. There's certain people that I'd like to thank especially. Kip and Tommy. Where are Kip and Tommy? There's Kip, there's Tommy, for doing such brilliant branding work and actually getting us out there in the first instance and sort of, you know what I mean, giving us something that we're all really proud of. There's a few other people. Gay Faulkner, I don't know whether anybody knows who she is. She runs the Great Western Arcade. Without her, we probably wouldn't have most of the furniture in the shop. And she very kindly just gave all of this to us and said, do what you like with it, because otherwise it's going to go in a skip. Which is very kind of her. I'd also like to thank John from Lodders, who is our solicitor, for going above and beyond his call of duty to actually get things done. He stayed behind work lots of times outside of what he was being paid for to make sure that we got the keys on time. And I'd also like to thank all the people of Birmingham for being so cool. Cheers.
Okay.